Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, The Structure of the Universe, and I'll chant verse 42, which is not a verse but a gadya, and then we will chant this one on the board, which is which is a shloka, which is a verse.
Yontar vistara etena hyaloka parimanam cha vyakhyatam yad bahir loka loka chalad tata parastad yogeshwaragatim vishuddham udaharanti.
My dear king, outside Loka Loka mountain is the tract of land known as Aloka Varsha, which extends for the same breadth as the area within the mountain. In other words, 125 million yojanas, 1 billion miles. Beyond Aloka Varsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from the material world. It is beyond the jurisdiction of the material modes of nature, and therefore it is completely pure. Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place to bring back the sons of the Brahmanas, the sons of the Brahmana.
Tata parastad yogeshwara gatim vishuddham.
It's a sort of a comment, because yogeshwara gatim means destination of great yogis, but yogeshwara also is the name of Krishna, and gatim means place where he went. So this is a sort of a rasika comment. It's a destination of great yogis, or this is where Yogeshwara Krishna went. When did he go there? When he went with Arjuna to bring back the sons of the Brahmana. And verse 43, which is a verse describing the sun. We can chant.
Andamadyagata suryo Dhyav abhum yor yadantaram Suryanda golayor madye Kotyasyu panchavimshatihi Andamadyagata suryo Dhyav abhum yor yadantaram Suryanda golayor madye Kotyasyu panchavimsatihi.
As Bhagavat Mahatmya says, when you chant even one syllable from the Bhagavatam, it gives you the piety of giving thousands of brown cows to qualified brahmanas, at least. So, who will chant next? Please.
Andamadyagata suryo. Yava bhumyor yadantaram Suryanda golayor madye Kotyasyu panchavimshatihi. Andamadyagata suryo Yava bhumyor yadantaram Suryanda Golayor Madhe Kotyasyu Panchavimshatihi Andamadyagata Suryo Yavabhumyo Yadantara Suryanda Golayor Madhye Kotyasyu Panchavimshatihi.
Ladies.
Andamadyagata Suryo Satihi
Anda Madhyagata, situated in the center of the universe. And Anda means egg, actually. Surya, the sun globe. Dyav Abhumyo, the two planetary systems. Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka. Yat, which? Antaram, in between. Surya, of the sun. Andagolayoho, and the globe of the universe. Madhye, in the middle. Kotya, groups of 10 million. Syuh, are. Panchavimshatihi, 25. Translation in purport by His Divine Srila Prabhupada. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, which is called Antariksha, the outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojanas, 2 billion miles. Purport. The word koti means 10 million, and a yojana is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 50 koti yojanas, 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated to be 25 koti yojanas, 2 billion miles. Om Agnate Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Akandamalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Vancha Kalpate Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadada Gyopi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Vrajet Sashi Chaitanya Devo Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is like the sun. And Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakara. And illusion is like dark, Maya is like darkness. So, where you have the sun, then darkness cannot remain. So where you have Krishna, illusion cannot remain. So this is the suggestion of Nitaidoya Prabhu, how we can connect sun to the holy name. Srila Prabhupada often connects chanting the holy name with the connection with the sun-like Krishna. But do you have some other ideas how the description of the sun can be connected to the chanting of the holy name? Yes. Verse says the sun is in the center of the universe. Yes, so?
So holy name should be center of
our life. Yeah, holy name should be the center of our life. Yes. Yes. Okay. What's your idea? Sun and the name. What's the connection? Any more connections? Ashta Sagiri? Sun is the Krishna's, is the eyes of the Krishna's universal form, yes. And?
Mahamandra gives you proper vision. Yes, we have the special clinic for curing our eyes through the vibration. There is ultrasound and we have transsound. Transsound vibration to cure the cataract of our material vision.
Just 2 verses 45, it speaks about it is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world, and the lower planets are.
Yes.
Like Krishna. Just because of Krishna we can understand.
Yes. So he gives us understanding, yes. Okay. Yes. So also there are some other Puranic connections in terms of a Purana. So one, we can read that the universe has been created by the power of Brahma's austerity, and Brahma's austerity was chanting the holy name and, in the mantra. So even in other ages, in other yugas, still Brahma has to chant the holy name or some mantra with the holy name to get the power to create the universe. And then as the sun is moving, so the sun is creating, maintaining and destroying, and the sun also itself is drawn by the mantras. And the sages always glorify the sun with the mantras, so you can see you can see this esoteric side of the universe, how all things in the universe, especially from these descriptions, function thanks to the higher power, to the higher energy of the Lord's mercy. So this geographic astronomical description here starts with Parikshit's question. So just before dying he's asking, how can I see everything in connection with Krishna? Please help me see everything in connection with Krishna. So here we see how Shukadeva Goswami helps Parikshit Maharaj to see all the planets through how Krishna is worshipped on different planets. What is the form of Krishna they worship? What is the prayers they offer to Krishna? So basically here you can find all the avatars and even the elements as Krishna's representatives worshipped by devotees. So when they say that love makes world go round, I think this is from Shakespeare, right? Love is what makes the world go round. Yeah? So this is true, but whose love? Is it love of some human on this earth to some other human on this earth? No, it's love of the demigods in bhakti, love to Krishna. This is what makes the world go round. They do this out of devotion to the Supreme Lord, that everything goes round. Yes, and so therefore, in every age, civilized human society performs different yagyas, sacrifices, to make all the maintainers of the universe, protectors of the universe, happy, happy, supported, and inspired. Yes, so that they keep the world go round and give all the blessings that we may require. But Kali Yuga is famous by the fact that all the sacrifice is stopped, and sometimes it's even forbidden. It's banned. If they catch you, even today in the world you have some places where some forms of religion are banned. Just like recently, Russia banned the Jehovah Witnesses, of course, very, very conveniently, they had a lot of property which was seized. And North Korea, one devotee this year went to North Korea, and this devotee said, this is Srila Prabhupada, North Korea is Srila Prabhupada's nightmare. Because this is total Mayavad, material Mayavad. In every regard, the rulers are declared God, literally, and worshipped like God, and declared God. All kinds of legends are spread, which, you know, we can laugh, but if you laugh about these legends there, then very quickly you are dead, or in even more unpleasant places of those countries. And any religion is banned. If you bring a Bible to North Korea, you will end up in a prison, as some preachers have. And even bringing your beads is dangerous into this country. And bringing Bhagavad Gita is very dangerous. Because they'll just... So, of course, you can see what is the result. You can see that such countries who act like this, what is the result? They cannot even feed themselves. They cannot even grow rice. They cannot even grow potatoes enough to eat. They really, really live like, you know, really... it's not even, that doesn't even sound like earth planet level, the type of life that they have, which is natural, that no yagya, no food, nothing good is coming. So therefore we can say that devotees are giving the highest philanthropic, they're performing the highest philanthropic activity, and they're giving the highest charity to the world, because all the other yagyas are ineffective and even impossible in this day and age. But one yagya, which is possible and which is recommended for this day and age, is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so we can say, you may remember yourself, so many times the world was supposed to come to end on your memory. Do you remember? We had 2012, we had 2000, we had 3 minutes to 12 of nuclear war in the whatever 70s or 80s. We had so many already ends of the world. And we were supposed, in the 70s, we were supposed to be left without oil, and then crash was predicted. We were supposed to be left without water. We were supposed to be left without air. I remember in my school I was reading how in Japan there are street machines selling oxygen. How terrible Japan is, so terrible, oxygen is being sold, the air is so dirty. You remember? 70s. 70s, 80s. So now Japan is one of the cleanest places in the world, because in the 70s, somehow or other, they invented the catalyzer for the exhaust fumes from the cars. And now in Europe, we have Euro 2, Euro 3, Euro 5, I think already Euro 6 standard. That and some countries already ban any in combustion cars by 2000. What was it? France... Volvo has stopped any development of diesel cars, and so everything switches to electricity, electric cars. So what I'm saying is that because Srila Prabhupada has come, and because we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, both individually and publicly, it has a very powerful influence. So there is a God who is in charge of, some energy supply, sun god, and this supply, that supply, and he sees, aha, punya going down, 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 almost finished. Okay, he's just about to switch off, and there is a group of devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they come in the van. They come in the van. So he thinks, oh, these are nice guys. Okay, let them, I'll put it back. Let them have it. Let them have whatever they need to travel and sing Hare Krishna, because this is the best thing they can do in this material world. This is the purpose of material world, to give people a chance. Give people a chance for reconnecting with Krishna. So this is the best ecological movement. Yes, yes. Otherwise, you know, because it's coming, where is it coming from? It's coming from the demigods. It's not really a closed system. It's not really a closed system. It's coming, closed system always ends in entropy, just total destruction. Sometimes very quickly. Like you can... Shibanjadatva Kira, Hare Krishna. So it's only by special mercy, and special mercy, which is invoked by bhakti, which is the highest, or in case of some materialist, by some yagya. But in this age, the only yagya that's really effective is chanting Hare Krishna. So, when Hare Krishna is being chanted, so this is the prediction. This is the prediction from Brahma Vaivarta Purana, that 5,000 years after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, again, pure Vaishnava Dharma will be restored. There will be devotees of the Lord who will chant Hare Krishna all over the world, all over the earth globe, all around the earth globe, and for 10,000 years there will be this little recovery of pure dharma. Recovery, which I understand theoretically, sometimes they use this term mini Satya Yuga. So that means it's actually even higher than Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, not just Kali Yuga. And there is one devotee, Prabhupada disciple in Vrindavan. He's been doing always. He makes Srila Prabhupada's murtis for different places around the world, and also he was working on Srila Prabhupada's samadhi in Vrindavan. He's an artist and he's been there for a long time. Decades in Vrindavan, Bhaktisiddhanta. So he wrote one book. I don't know if he printed it. I have to go ask him. Where he tried to study what happened around the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, what was happening in Europe before, and how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how before, no, before like 13th century or and before, how do you call this? In Europe, you call them dark ages. Yes, dark ages. It was quite dark, actually. But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden things start happening around the world, which seem to improve, lighten up the condition of people around the world. So even though direct renaissance, yeah. Even though, I mean, we cannot say it became perfect or it became pure or anything, but at least something started shifting and changing around the world. Even though we cannot also see that there was any direct influence, we don't really see any Harinams in Paris or Berlin in, 1555 or something. Although actually, I did. If you go to Cologne, on this their famous cathedral dome near the train station. This big door portal which is entering the cathedral from the side of the train station. You can see on one side there is somebody with a big japa, long japa. I don't know what else can this be. It looks 100% like our japa with beads like this. And on the other side you have somebody with kartals. Somebody with kartals, also kartals, like 100% like our... huh? Köln. Germany, Köln. Köln, you don't know Köln? Cologne, Köln. Köln. Yes. Yeah, it depends from which part of Austro-Hungary you are. If you are from the Czech side, you will say Köln. If you are from Köln, you will say Köln. Köln. Anyway, this is this special song. So, devotees are actually the highest benefactors by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So you can see that we have a whole website, World Holy Name Week, worldholynameweek.org. Okay. And there is different activities recommended. One activity described first here is Japathon. There is a marathon and there is Japathon. Also oftentimes extra Harinams are there. Something to increase awareness. So of course Ljubljana is very special. You have all the most powerful activities of bhakti very prominent in Ljubljana. So Ljubljana, ISKCON Ljubljana is very famous for having the highest number of abhisheks and deity festivals in the world. How many abhisheks and ceremonies you have for different festivals. So this is archana, one of the five most powerful elements of devotional service. Yes, book distribution. Yes, also we know Slovenia traditionally has one of the top levels of permeation. Permeation, you know this word? How many books per person have been distributed? That we have 2 million people in Slovenia and 600,000 books distributed. So basically one book per three people, including little babies and old men, basically one per family, and it was very careful, I remember it was very carefully planned. So the country was divided into areas, so you don't burn one area too much. So I understand on the street you don't even ask them to take a book, but you ask them which book they don't have yet. Which of these books you still don't have? Because they already... So it's one of the top two or three. Actually, it's quite interesting. All three countries start with S, who have the highest. Switzerland, Sweden, and Slovenia. These are the top three countries with how many books per person were distributed. Top three countries. When I was coming here, just next to me in the train, there was one Mataji sitting, and when she heard I'm a Hare Krishna, she said, oh yeah, my mother meditates on Hare Krishna. She chants this mantra, Hare Krishna. because Sweden, Switzerland is a very, she was coming here from Switzerland, so Switzerland also has a very high level of books distributed. So we have Sankirtan book distribution. When I just came here, first time I was told that there was some article in the newspaper, and because we always go to Prešernov Trg with the Harinam, yeah. Just like last Saturday, yes, and you can see that people are in. People feel more ecstasy than devotees. Yeah, we feel, yeah, we like it. Yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But people, Hare Mohan. I don't know why. But they do, don't they? Very happy, especially there, Prešernov Trg. So I was told that in some big newspaper in Ljubljana, they were taking interview on the street, and they were asking, "What's your favorite verse from Franz Prešeren?" And one guy said, "Oh, for me, the best. I like this, Hare Krishna." Kaviraj. Yeah, Kaviraj. Kaviraj, yes. So we have Archana, Bhagavatam. It's one of the just a few places in the world where we have already completed one full Bhakti Vaibhav. I don't even know. Okay, maybe so Vrindavan, Mayapur. There is some program like this in Budapest, but it's somewhat independent. It's not the according to the universal standards. So we have the Bhagavatam, and of course the holy name. Of course, the holy name. We have so many holy name festivals here. Yeah, so Ljubljana is very powerful holy place. It's a very powerful holy place. It's definitely a very powerful positive influence on the world. So this week we can offer some extra yagyas and blessings for the for the city, for the country, for the continent, and for the world. with our chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the sun, and another connection with the sun is that the sun is very much connected to the time. Time. Yes, all our time is connected to the sun. Calculations, how the relative speed of the sun and Earth, they are movements. So therefore, because of this, because of this factor, among other factors, in astrology, in Jyotish, sun is counted as akrura, cruel. Malefic graha, harsh, cruel planet, as in terms of influence. There are soft or benefic, soft or kako to se prevaja? Malefic and benefic, you know? Dobr I slab, yeah? Slabodejna, yeah. Dobrodejn, slabodejn, yes. So, why? Because Bhagavatam 2.3.17 says, with every rising and every setting, the sun cuts your life. Harati vaipum sun, udyanasan chayanasa. Tad rite yat kshanonita, except people who give at least a moment, at least some time to uttama shloka vartaya, to glorifying the uttama shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uttama shloka. So if you do this, then the sun is not destroying your life, it's bestowing, it's giving you, bringing you closer to Krishna. So Prabhupada was saying people celebrate birthdays. Yeah? Birthdays, Prabhupada was saying, why do you call it a birthday? You should call it a death day. It's one year less to live, 1 year closer to death. It's a death day. But for a devotee, it is a birthday. It's 1 year closer to Krishna. 1 year closer to Krishna. So for a devotee, time works differently. You can see that time is the big destructor of the worlds, but in the Bhagavad Gita, time is shown as having the different face for a devotee, because for a devotee, time is what quickly brings a devotee to spiritual development, gives spiritual fruits of elevation and coming closer to Krishna. And the of course, Kali Yuga creates a lot of obstacles. However, chanting the holy name is how you counteract the obstacles. So we have many beautiful verses glorifying the holy name. Wonderful glorifications are there in the Shastra. Many really beautiful verses. There is one from Padma Purana. No, very famous. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes it. Many people like to quote it. Na nama sadrisham jnanam, na nama sadrisham vratam. There is no knowledge equal to the name. There is no vow equal to the name. Na nama sadrisham dhyanam. There is no meditation equal to the name. Nanama sadrisham palam, there is no fruit equal to the name. Which fruits do you like? Mango or banana or peach? Pineapple? I like peach. So the name is better. Hare Krishna is supposed to be better. No fruit is equal to the holy name. Nanama sadrisha styago, there is no renunciation equal to the name. Nanama sadrisha shama, there is no peace or mind control equal to the holy name. Nanama sadrisham punyam, there is no virtue equal to the name. Nanama sadrishi gati, and if you reach the holy name, there is nothing higher to be obtained. There is nothing higher to be obtained. So these are some of the glorifications. And we have a very famous verse in Padyavali, quoted, actually it's quoted in many places. Madura madura metan mangalam mangalanam sakala nigamavalli satphalam chit sarupam sakridapi parigitam sradaya helayava mriguvara naramatram tarayat krishna nama. The holy name of Krishna is the highest benediction above any other benedictions. It is sweeter than the sweetest honey, the eternal fruit of transcendental knowledge of the tree of the entire scriptures. O best of the Bhargavas, if anyone chants Lord Krishna's name just once, whether faithfully or irreverently, disrespectfully, Shradaya Helayava, whether faithfully or disrespectfully, the holy name immediately sets him free. Tarayat, saves him. The name saves this person. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. The holy name Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nidai Gaur Pramanande. Okay, any questions, comments, points? Dennis Prabhu?
Thank you. Yesterday I read a book, Broken Names.
Uh-huh.
There is a conversation between Vishwambar and Gaura Krishnaswami, which is his guru. And Guru says to disciple that we can chant the priestless pure name when we don't commit offenses to the holy.
Naturally.
Yeah.
It sounds logical.
First offense is less screaming the devotees. Then it's described that we make offenses because of our own bad character. What's the solution? Does chanting character will become good? Get some knowledge, what's going on, what do you notice, or how to solve this?
Use everything. Not one thing, just chant. Another thing, improve your character. Third thing, ask for help. Fourth thing, increase your knowledge. In the 11th canto, Krishna explains to Uddhava how do you purify different substances. He says that cloth is purified by water, earth is purified by time. So piece of land is purified by time. And the mantra is purified by knowledge, by understanding the meaning of the mantra, the purpose of the mantra. Of course, the holy name is more than just a mantra. It's the holy name. So Prabhupada likes to quote the famous verse from Padma Purana, saying that when one chants with offenses, nama parada, yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tanyavarta karanicha. Even if one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuously chanting without deviation. One who becomes accustomed to this practice will always remain in a pure transcendental position, untouchable by sinful reactions. So at least one thing is to never stop and continue. Yes. That's the main thing. But also, you just like when you walk with which foot should you make the step? With the left foot or with the right foot? With both feet. Or if you crawl on your fours. So should you move only one of the limbs, or should you move all four of the limbs? So use all the limbs to move forward. Whichever limb you can move forward now, move this limb. And then whatever other limb you can move that limb. And then this way you can progress. Increase knowledge, continue chanting, focus, ask for blessings, try to behave nicely, try to respect devotees, develop respect for the name and for devotees in this way. Can move forward. Is it okay?
I want to
something else,
but no, I asked the question. Regarding this changing of characters, in some sense, I don't see there is some always remaining something that doesn't improve. I mean, I'm prone to maybe disinclination toward austerity. You're prepared to do austerity, if you think you want to change, and you do austerity to prove that you want to change and as a means to changing, but then when it comes to tolerating something, somebody, I mean some devotee, then many times I completely fail. I'm prepared to do austerity, but not the austerity to give respect to somebody that I can. Maybe we where is the problem with this? I cannot do it in some cases. Just too much or rather things. But I see progress in some of there's many.
I remember I was a devotee for what was it? It was 92 or 93, so like for two or three years, and I was in the shower chanting some verses, taking shower and chanting some verses, and one other devotee, I even remember which verses, I think it was the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, and another devotee who had been a devotee since seven or eight years. He told me, you know, when I heard you chanting in the verses in the shower, I first felt that, like laughing, that, oh, he still hopes to advance. He's still hoping he can advance. I already know it's useless. And he still has hope that he can advance. But thing is, I still see him coming to Vrindavan. He's still trying. He's still chanting. He's still there. You know. So sometimes you lose hope. Sometimes you get again some hope. Some people go away totally, completely, forget, say bad things, and then they come back and continue. Right, and sometimes they come back. They become such serious devotees. Oh my God, there are people like this. So, you know, we just put our face toward Krishna and do what we can, as much as we can. In Jyotish, even in terms of material karma, you know, astrology is not meant to become to make you fatalistic, but to actually improve your life. You can see that it's not to scare anybody, but to improve your life. So you can see Parashara Muni always gives some solutions how to counteract or change the negative, replace negative suffering with positive austerity or charity or things like this. But still, there are some karmas which are easily changed and some which are dridha karma, difficult to change. So, therefore, Krishna says, when Arjuna complains to Krishna, he says, oh Krishna, mano durnigraham chalam, I'm sorry, but this mind is so difficult to control. And Krishna replies, yes Arjuna, it is. Asam shayam mahabaho manor durnigraham chalam. No doubt, it is like this. It is difficult. Abhyasana tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. However, it is possible with two things. One is abhyas, means unceasing endeavors, continuous endeavors, or practice. Usually translated as practice repetition or exercise. So these are different translations of abhyas. Repetition, repeated endeavor, and vairagyena, but also with detachment. Detachment. So he says it is possible, and Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas add one more word, by appropriate practice. So there is the most appropriate practice is chanting the holy name properly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me ask you a question. Does it ever happen to you that you are in a kirtan, and then maybe the person who created disturbance in your mind also is in a kirtan? Does it happen to you that you forget about this disturbance when you are in a kirtan? Huh? No, it never happens? Yeah. Yes, we can forget. We can, if you're in a good kirtan, then sometimes in just a few minutes, sometimes in half an hour, you go to a different platform completely. So this is the Yuga Dharma. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasthibhyascha.